Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the fourth show in our new series to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Because we are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal, your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. We work together with you to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health issues, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we'll tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? We may address all sorts of issues, including chronic back and other pain problems, gastrointestinal health, healthy aging, wellness and chronic illness, navigating surgery, nutrition for life, climate change and health, selecting supplements, don't forget your feet, temporal mandibular joint solutions, sleep and health, and breathing freely. And we will do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. And now that we've all worked hard all season outdoors, gardening, raking, planting bulbs, and we're indoors now doing holiday card writing, gift wrapping, ice scraping outside, chopping, cooking, and computing, not necessarily with the greatest ergonomics, not to mention dealing with holiday stress, we will continue our series today with carpal tunnel syndrome. What actually is carpal tunnel syndrome? Well, to answer that, first we have to find out what the heck a carpal tunnel is in the first place. And, as I'm sure you probably know, it's not a route into Manhattan. The carpal tunnel is a narrow area inside your wrist through which pass a number of tendons that are the connectors to some of the muscles in your arm that actually control and move your fingers and thumb. There is also a very important nerve called the median nerve that passes through the tunnel. And it's this nerve that is the main player in carpal tunnel syndrome symptoms. The word carpal means wrist. Wrist literally means narrowed area. Our wrists are the narrowed area between our arms and hands. Our wrists are made up of a number of small bones that fit together at the end of our arm bones and to which our hand bones attach with connective tissue. The wrist or carpal bones are set up like an upside-down, rather flattened U, with the open side of the U on our palm side. The carpal tunnel travels through that flattened U, through the wrist. The top of the U of the carpal bones is closed over with a strong band of connective tissue. a ligament that's called the transverse carpal ligament. So the carpal tunnel is a closed space and thus subject to problems if it swells or gets damaged. In carpal tunnel syndrome, the median nerve traveling through the tunnel with the finger tendons becomes compressed due to swelling in the tunnel. The nerve compression can lead to numbness, tingling, pain, and/or weakness in the hand, thumb, first two fingers, or the wrist itself. In addition to losing sensation and having discomfort, we may actually begin to drop things unawares or be unable to unscrew jar lids, open car doors, shake hands, or perform other gripping tasks due to weakness in our grip strength. In order to understand why this is happening and how best to address it, we need to have a little more of an anatomy lesson. Don't worry, there won't be a quiz. As mentioned, the carpal tunnel itself is a short anatomical internal tunnel from the forearm into the hand through the wrist. It is created by that semicircle U of the small wrist bones, which is closed on its open side by that strong ligament called the transverse carpal ligament. Remember, a ligament is connective tissue that connects bone to bone, as opposed to a tendon, which is connective tissue that connects muscle to bone. This transverse carpal ligament gives the wrist stability and strength and helps keep the wrist bones in proper relationship to each other. But it also closes the tunnel, so there's no way for swelling tissues to expand except within the tunnel itself. It's kind of like when there's an accident at both ends of the Lincoln Tunnel. There's no place for any of the cars inside the tunnel to go, except inside the tunnel itself. Hold that thought for a moment. We're going to come back to that whole issue. Hey, wait a minute. How did Manhattan Tunnel get back into the picture? Meanwhile, let's revisit the tendons traveling through the tunnel. Tendons are the connective tissue strips at the ends of muscles that attach the given muscle to the bone or other tissue that the muscle moves. For example, the biceps tendon attaches the biceps muscle in your upper arm to your forearm so that when your biceps muscle contracts in that familiar Popeye on spinach kind of maneuver, your forearm is lifted up and your elbow bends. The tendons that pass through the carpal tunnel in your wrist attach muscles that live in your forearm to the palmward side of your fingers and thumb. When these muscles in your arm contract, your fingers and thumb flex closed towards your palm. This is because the tendons attached from those contracting muscles to the fingers and thumb pull the fingers and thumb closed. There are a total of 9 tendons passing through the carpal tunnel, 1 for the thumb and 8 for the fingers. If this seems a little complex to put in your medical mental database, don't worry. Just remember there are 9 tendons that pass through that little carpal tunnel that flex your fingers and thumb, along with that critical median nerve. And all of them are in this closed tunnel space that can't readily release the pressures that might be created by any swelling or injury in the tunnel. The median nerve is one of the 3 main nerves that control our hands. The radial and ulnar nerves are the other 2. These 3 nerves travel down the arm and through the wrist into the hand where they branch out to give us motion on demand and sensation in our hands, thumb, and fingers. The median nerve travels through the carpal tunnel with all those 9 tendons that we talked about. If there is damage or compression to the carpal tunnel from an injury or from inflammation and swelling within the closed carpal tunnel, because of irritation of the tendons or other soft tissues, that median nerve can then become compressed or even damaged, and this can result in the symptoms of numbness, tingling, weakness, and pain in our hands, thumb, or fingers. Why does swelling and nerve compression cause these problems? Because the signals that travel through the nerve to tell the hand and finger muscles to close or shift can't travel well if the nerve is compressed, and the nerve itself can then become irritated and propagates confusing signals in addition. This leads to the odd sensations of combined numbness and tingling, along with the weakness of the fingers, thumb, and hand. Well, what are the specific symptoms we look for in the condition that we call carpal tunnel syndrome? Numbness or tingling in one or both palms or wrists. Numbness or tingling in the thumb or first two fingers. Pain or a sense of pressure or swelling or other discomfort in the hands, fingers, thumbs, or wrists, especially at night or after use. Loss of grip strength in general. Dropping things unawares. Finding that objects slide out of our grip unnoticed until they've actually been dropped. An inability to open jars or car doors. An inability to hold eating utensils or writing utensils normally. And there are two clinical carpal tunnel tests, which, if one or both are positive, support the diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. They're called the Phalen's test and the Tinel's test. In the Phalen's test, we ask the question, does placing the upper outer flat surface of your hands together with your fingers pointing down and your wrists bent at 90 degrees from your forearms, a kind of an upside down or reverse prayer position, recreate your symptoms or give you pain? If that's true, then your Phalen's test is positive and you likely have carpal tunnel syndrome. In Tinel's test, we ask the question, does tapping the inside of the wrist in the middle, adjacent to the palm, cause numbness, tingling, or pain? If so, then the Tinel's test is positive, and this also supports the diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. So if we are unfortunate enough to have carpal tunnel syndrome, we'd like to know, how did it happen? Wrist fractures, repetitive motion strain or injury, like poorly set up computer keyboards, repetitive motions of the hand or arm that strain the wrist area, and issues like obesity, which puts pressure on all the tissues from accumulated fat in the tunnel, and even pregnancy, which can lead to increased fluid retention in the tissues. All of these can cause carpal tunnel syndrome. Any of these issues can lead to tissue damage or swelling within that carpal tunnel and thus can damage or compress the median nerve so it's not conducting its normal signal to and from the tissues and muscles of the palm, fingers, and thumb. Carpal tunnel syndrome is not necessarily a permanent condition, and our bodies can heal it under many circumstances if we give our bodies half a chance to do so. So then, what can we do? Long-term treatment depends on the cause of the inflammation and swelling in the tissues, and we'll discuss that further in a moment. For immediate relief, rest, ice, elevation, using a combined wrist and thumb brace, and osteopathic treatment, all of which can help alleviate inflammation and swelling and begin to relieve pressure on the nerve and tendons as the swelling goes down inside the tunnel. How does osteopathic treatment give relief? By using really gentle hands-on approaches to the forearm, wrist, and hand that helps to reduce inflammation and increase drainage of those accumulated inflammatory fluids inside the tunnel. In other words, by helping the body to relieve its own inflammation and swelling and restore normal structure and function. Osteopathic treatment also works directly with the carpal tunnel to stretch and lengthen the transverse carpal ligament, and this then helps create more space in the tunnel. For long-term treatment and prevention of a recurrence, osteopathy has an excellent track record in helping our patients heal carpal tunnel syndrome. In fact, it has shown such excellent results and promise that the National Institutes of Health has initiated a randomized controlled clinical trial of osteopathic treatment of carpal tunnel syndrome. As osteopathic physicians, we work with our patients to determine why the carpal tunnel syndrome is happening in the first place. And then, In addition to offering gentle hands-on osteopathic treatment to help your body stretch the transverse ligament and relieve the swelling in the carpal tunnel, we'll work together with you to address the root cause of the problem. We might ask, is the patient pregnant? Do they work with their hands? If so, exactly how and how often do they work with their hands? Are they athletes or weekend warriors? Do they sleep in a position that closes the wrist? Do they have allergies, autoimmune conditions, or other inflammatory responses to food or environmental triggers that might lead to chronic swelling? For pregnant, as well as all other patients, ongoing regular osteopathic treatment to help reduce inflammation and swelling in the wrists and hands may be combined with a recommendation for a non-inflammatory diet, gentle stretching exercises for the shoulders, forearms, wrists, and hands, as well as a look together at the ergonomics and routines of their daily life and sleep positions to see how these might be changed to help them heal. What about injections and surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome? Some chronic carpal tunnel syndrome patients might be offered steroid injections and/or surgery as a solution to their problem. The steroid injections can offer temporary relief through reducing inflammation and swelling, but once those steroids are metabolized, the problem most likely will recur, and any use of steroids comes with the risk of varied other effects besides the primary desired effect. Carpal tunnel surgery permanently severs the transverse carpal ligament in the wrist. That tough stabilizing ligament we talked about that closes the upside-down U through which the nerve and tendons travel, thereby relieving the pressure. It does not, however, address the root cause of why the tissue was irritated and inflamed in the first place, nor does it prevent the tissues from becoming inflamed and swollen again. It does remove the closed lid on the carpal tunnel, which theoretically allows for the swelling to have more room when it happens. And although this approach can initially relieve symptoms, it doesn't always do so. And sometimes the syndrome returns even after the surgery, especially when the root cause of the problem continues to irritate the wrist. One of the reasons symptoms may return is that after the transverse ligament is cut, as with any cut, be it surgical or otherwise, scar tissue forms to heal the cut area. The accumulated scar tissue may lead to pressure on the median nerve, just as swelling tissues did before the ligament was cut. And the scar tissue may also result in chronic pain and weakness. Cutting the ligament permanently may also lead to permanent loss of grip strength and other fine motor coordination, so it should never be undertaken lightly. Sometimes this surgery is really needed as a crucial and restorative last resort, but often it is sadly used as a first resort. And unlike a bad haircut, once the transverse carpal ligament is cut, it is cut forever and won't grow back, leaving your wrist without its stabilizing ligament for the rest of your life, and therefore making the wrist more vulnerable to injury. This is why we recommend osteopathic treatment for carpal tunnel syndrome before resorting to surgery. We are often able to help you heal the carpal tunnel syndrome, avoid surgery, and prevent a recurrence. How can that be? The cause of the carpal tunnel syndrome may be related to a temporary situation, but more often it's due to a person's profession or other unchangeable long-term factor in their life. What if someone is a musician, plays the piano, the violin, or they're an athlete, or they have to keep a job that routinely strains their wrists? This does not mean that they must either have surgery or be doomed to a lifetime of carpal tunnel syndrome. In addition to offering regular osteopathic treatment, we can work together to find new positions, exercises, and nutritional approaches that can help to reduce strain and swelling in the wrist and hand for life. Each person will have a unique set of circumstances, opportunities, and choices that have resulted in their having to deal with a carpal tunnel syndrome. A truly osteopathic approach to the treatment and prevention of carpal tunnel syndrome will take a unique approach to each person, but it will always combine precise, gentle, hands-on work with the person's uniquely individual anatomy with a precise, targeted look at the cause of the problem and what can therefore be addressed in their daily life to help them heal and prevent another occurrence. So remember, carpal tunnel syndrome is not necessarily a lifelong or irreversible problem. It's a function of swelling and compression of the closed tunnel in our wrist that carries the crucial median nerve and 9 tendons from our arms into our hands through our narrowed wrists. It is often the result of repetitive motion injury, but that is not the only cause. Anything that leads to swelling inside the tunnel or compression of the carpal tunnel can result in compression of the median nerve and give us the numbness, tingling, and pain that are the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. Therefore, anything that can help our bodies relieve the swelling and compression and restore the normal length of the transverse carpal tunnel ligament will help create more space in the carpal tunnel and give relief. This is just what osteopathic treatment offers, without invasive irreversible procedures, and is why osteopathic treatment so often helps to completely resolve carpal tunnel syndrome. And now it's why the National Institute of Health is finally taking a deep look at this healthy solution to a common problem. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your suggestions for topics and comments to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our office in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Andrew Goldman and Dr. Kim Tripp, Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you again next time, every other Friday at 12:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thanks for listening.